This is how I'm going to set the scene. A white football player, his black girlfriend, 5'9", 145 pounds, beat her and choke her. This motherfucker's name is Chad Wheeler. This should be front page news everywhere. Chad Wheeler, Chad Wheeler, Chad Wheeler. Beat her unconscious. Choked her. And sat down and ate dinner like shit. Like nothing didn't happen. Sorry for opening the show like this, but this shit got me pissed since I read about it. 6'7", 310 pounds. You know what? If this were Cam Newton, he'd be front page, get it fucked up. Why is everything always about race? Because it's always about fucking race. Sure, black men get into domestic situations. Sometimes they get into alleged domestic situations and their faces all over the fucking news. This fucking animal sat there. Yo, go look at the pictures. Chad Wheeler. Chad Wheeler. That's his name. Chad Wheeler. 6'7", 310 pounds. Now let's set the scene. Cam Newton. And everything I'm saying right now is all fictitious. I would never put that on Cam Newton. He's a good man. But let me just use him because he's a big, powerful, you know, famous black quarterback. Matter of fact, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to use Cam Newton. Russell Wilson plays for the same team as this fucking bum, Chad Wheeler. Let's say Russell Wilson, good guy. I know he's married to Ciara, and I hate to put him in this situation. Good guy. Good guy. Great father, family man. Let's say it was some other girl he was with. Beat her unconscious, sat down and just ate like nothing didn't happen. Russell Wilson is a big dude. They would have him lynched publicly. They would burn his jerseys. They would cancel him. His endorsements would be gone. He would be on ESPN, CNN, News One, Rupert Murdoch, who runs the world's media newspapers, would have him on every cover vilified. I want that same energy for Chad Wheeler. That lady didn't deserve that shit. Now, if I'm in that locker room and this is one of my teammates, what's next? What are we doing? The black men in the NFL, what are we doing right now? We got to hold everybody accountable. Because, you know, the narrative lately, protect black women, protect. How are we protecting this sister? What I really want to say on this microphone, I can't. Because, you know, I get paid on my podcast. I really can't say what I want to say. But you could imagine what's on my mind right now. If I really said what I said, they'll have me off this ASAP. ASAP. But again, I don't have the complexion for the protection, so I can't say what I want. I could say it, yes. Yes, I can say it. But I got to understand what comes with that. Chad Wheeler is using, well, he's not using it. He knows he got white privilege. He's like, psh, I'm good. Just a black B I beat up. No, come on, please. I could do this. I need to hear a statement from the Seattle Seahawks today. And don't get it twisted. I'm not, if this was a black dude that did, I'll come down on him all the same. But there's a difference. His skin is white. So he's not getting the media coverage that he rightfully needs. Everybody should be honest. This should be the hot topic right now. They need to go to the fucking the arena and shake that shit up. Go knock on the president's, go knock on the NFL president's door. Like, yo, what's up? Fuck the Super Bowl right now. This is what we talking about. Again, we live in a capitalistic society. This shit ain't gonna, this shit, a white man beating up a black woman? Eh, it's light. We'll forget about it tomorrow. Sadly, it's true. This is the internet. Like my boy Fresh Fiend say, the internet is too fast for anybody to care. I'm going to bring this up at least every episode now. I'm going to tweet this man's name. So it says, the unidentified black woman. I'm reading this from, this is from rollingout.com. Shout out to Rolling Out. It says, the unidentified black woman frantically called the police saying her boyfriend was killing her. By the time the local police raced to the scene, Willa had picked the lock and entered the bathroom. So apparently she, you know, she got away and went to the bathroom. So officers say they heard a high-pitched scream as they approached the apartment and busted into the home. They found Chad Wheeler standing next to a bleeding woman in the bathroom. So this is, it's too fucking layered right now. Again, set the scene. Replace him with Russell Wilson. No officers would have shot this man 100 times, but they saw that white skin. Wheeler, who reportedly suffers from bipolar disorder, had not been taking his medication recently. He's being held on $400,000 bail and was ordered to relinquish all weapons, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. His face needs to be on the cover of the newspaper, his mugshot. They need to report if he stole something when he was 14. They need to say, oh, his father was a thief. His father stole something back in the third grade, as they do us. This shit needs to be around everywhere. It needs to be viral. That woman's face looks terrible. I'm going to post it. They post her face, though. They posted her face. They didn't show his face. They posted her face, the victim. And this was a pretty girl. So I'm hearing that allegedly she didn't want to bow down to him. She was like, hell, I'm going to bow down. He beat her. Chad Wheeler. This is crazy. And of course, I'm seeing people, oh, black men beat black women too. I get it. Yeah, it's not fair. Nobody should put hands on a woman. Of course. Any rational person, come on, is not going to justify that. But sometimes we get alleged charges and we're vilified. They report what we stole when we was 15 years old. We got an F in third grade. They're going to report that too. I want a full background on Chad Wheeler. I want to know where his mother worked. If she was on welfare, they like, no, but these are things they like to post about black people. You know, Ben Roethlisberger. Hold on, I'm going to pull his file up. Hold on real quick. Ben Roethlisberger has been publicly accused of sexual assault twice, in 2009 and 2010. Yo, that white skin, boy. Not a jersey was burned. He didn't make the cover of the paper. Nothing. You don't give a shit, I'll shut the fuck up. Biz, nobody, I'll shut the fuck up. Y'all don't care, right? I'm basically talking to nobody right now. This is going to fall on deaf ears, right? I got a lot of listeners. A lot of people listen to my show. But y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all don't give a fuck. Yeah, we don't care. You know, y'all don't care. Why is Biz even talking about this? Let me just go into to the dumb shit that y'all want. All right? I know it sounds a little bit different. I was just having some technical difficulties. So I had to like literally switch microphones mid-recording. Oh, I hate that. Yeah, sorry I had to open the show like that. I know the energy was way off.
But that's just how I was feeling, man.
I want to talk about quiet money. What's quiet money? I mean, I don't think there's no clear-cut definition of it, but I think those that are street or those that, you know, understand, you know, you're getting money on the low, you know, you're doing your thing, but you're not really publicizing it. You're not really telling people. And I've spent my life for the most part in that mold. You know what I mean? I don't really like to speak of how I make my money, of how, you know, how I make a living, or I don't like talking on none of that shit. I just believe that certain things are better left unsaid. And I'm not really into, I really honestly don't care what other people do for themselves, as long as they're taking care of themselves, taking care of their families. You know, a wise man once said, never show your plate to a nigga that's hungry. This wise man, I forgot his name, but he used to call in on Star Show all the time. Forgot this cat's name, man. I want to remember his name. I want to give him credit because he was the first one I heard say that. But I've always lived by that. I don't show you cats nothing. I do well for myself, and that's it. I won't post money. I won't post how I make money. I won't post whatever. I just see a lot of people doing it, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, posting your accomplishments is, no, that's great. I love it. But let's not confuse material things as accomplishments. You know what I mean? I mean, all right, copping a home, yes. It's an accomplishment and a great business move. But some Amiris and, you know, a chain, it's really not an accomplishment. It's good. It's a, you know, a watch is actually an investment, depending on the kind of watch you buy. But, yeah, you know, showing off stuff like that, that's cool. I'm not really mad at. The stuff I'm really tight at is when cats start posting their actual physical bread. I get it. You got it. But you got to remember, people that's following you are hungry and they're willing to do anything to get it. Stop dangling the carrot in front of them. But what I'm actually loving at this particular moment in time is the fact that my people are on stocks. We're trading. We're learning short stocks, short sales. We're learning the language. We're doing it. Now, peep this. I had a conversation with one of my good friends yesterday, right? And he was upset about something on a certain trading app. I'm not going to say the name. And what came from it was my observation. I said, now you see what's going to happen? The fact that us, when I say us, y'all know who I'm talking about. We on these apps. We're talking about it. Yeah, we getting money on this app. You see, them people are seeing that. And they're like, wait, influx of these people? Whoa, 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 whoa. I knew they was going to do something to like curb us or something. We getting money. Y'all keep talking about, oh, y'all got to learn this. We're learning it. What the fuck is the problem now? Because we're making the money like you guys now. Now it's an issue. Why is it always an issue when we start getting this? We start getting into art. There's racism in the art game. Certain buyers won't sell to us. They won't sell to us. Now it's racism in the stocks and, you know, in the stock game. But I knew it was coming, though. I knew it was coming, but I didn't think so quick. We're trading and we're using Bitcoin. Like, cool. But again, with my people, we love to be brash. Yeah, 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 yeah. We on it. We on it. Let's move in code and move in silence, man. Let's be on it. Let's get on it. Do our thing. But let's move in silence. Let's get this quiet paper. Let's get this money, man. But we got to be loud with it. Clubhouse recently got valued at over $1 billion. Nothing wrong with that. My man Master P came out and said, see? See? Look at what black folks is doing. We're giving these people power, but look how they treating us. And I'm not singling out Clubhouse because I'm on their Clubhouse. I'm just saying, look at our cultural currency, black people. We're worth so much. These apps will be shit without us. We make shit lit. Every time I look on Clubhouse, it's us on there. So why when we come with our own, we don't support us as much as we support the others? Let's get on cold, man. Let's stick with each other. Master P, aligned itself, I think, with a black, I think the guy is from Tesla. He used to work for Tesla. They're going to design some cars. I'm all for it. Why? Master P. He's one in music. He's one in business. I'll take financial advice from this guy. But I see blacks already trying to get him on Twitter. I was like, yo, y'all people are the worst. Look at Master P's resume. Okay, let's say, so what? He didn't have the resume. A white man don't sometimes be having a resume. They just come from money. But y'all rock out with them? Come on, man. We got to stop doing this to each other. I trust Master P. I trust his business acumen. He's a winner. A proven winner. First rapper, to my knowledge, to be in Forbes. I'm not saying Forbes is the bar, but you know, that's where they watch our money and they, you know, they tell us how much these guys are making. We're on these trading apps. I'm happy we are. I'm glad. That's what we need to been, you know, we should have been doing it. But things take time. Fine, we got it. It's on the apps. But I knew, man, listen, man. We just got to figure out ways to stay on code and, you know, and stay with each other. I'm all over the place right now, but we just got to stay on code with each other. And let's get this quiet paper, man. If you're doing real estate, fine. Get it, baby. But at the same time, we got the wolves out here. These cats are hungry. They ain't got nothing. So they watching you with your something. See, it's been times I had $10, times I had $10,000. Both times, you never know. Again, I don't show shit on these internet streets. Time and time, they showed some materialistic shit like sneakers, but that's nothing. That's weight. That sneakers, fuck, come on, man. Sneakers. Sneakers are meant to be worn. Fine, I can make a couple dollars off of some, but that ain't no real shit. Cats is on here showing off their addresses, where their cars is at, where they got their location on. I'm like, my nigga, come on. Y'all inviting this trouble, man. We don't need that, man. And this might be a reason I don't invite you N-words to my house anyway. I don't invite nobody to my house anyway. I just feel the home is very sacred. You know, my kids are here. You know what I mean? Like, it's, to me, the home is a sacred thing. It's a temple, if you will. Cats are smiling in your face. Next thing you know, they sticking you up. And I'm not saying, yo, don't show your accomplishments. Hey, you work for that shit, you show that shit. You get you a nice car, you get you a house, beautiful. But just be mindful, there's motherfuckers that are envious. They're mad that you are happy, they're mad that you are winning. They don't know it took you years to earn that. You work hard for your shit, and you have a goddamn right to enjoy the fruits of your labor. But just be mindful of these fucking bloodsuckers. Don't give them a reason to run up, man. Don't show them your plate. I keep saying pushing on these niggas. Niggas will see something shining, they got to run over to throw shade on it. That's a bar, by the way. That's a bar. So if you're a rapper, use that. You owe me publisher. It's terrible. It's wicked on these streets, man. I don't want to be the wealthiest man in the world. I got to hire more security and all this shit. I'm just living comfortably. I'm good. I don't want you niggas know where I'm staying at. Damn, I said the N-word. But it's okay to get quiet money. Money don't got to be loud. The loud money is the money that, yo, that them peoples is watching. It's cool to get that low-key money. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. We all can get it. There's a lot of money out here. I'm glad. I'm happy y'all getting it. In fact, when y'all getting it, y'all motivating me to go get some more. My homegirl just bought a house. Like a mansion. Beautiful. I'm motivated. My man just copped the Rolly. I'm motivated. Just copped the 2021 whip. I'm motivated. But for every time I say motivation, it's a cat that's looking at that screen. Fuck this nigga, man. Fuck. Fuck her, man. Yo, I'm tired of them winning in front of me, man. Be mindful. Quiet money is the best money, man. And again, it's beautiful we're out here. We out here on these apps. But I'm just... I'm trying to gauge, like, damn, we got to figure something out, man. To get on code with each other, we need a new Underground Railroad. We need that. If there's somebody out there, holler at me. We could, you know, do something. There are black banks. I know Killer Mike has one. Some other people do. I think Carver National is one too. You know, let's, come on. What's up? Remember, we keep talking black power, but the power's in the money. The power is in the cultural currency as well. Let's, you know, is there a black Facebook? I want to sign up. Let's go over there. Let's give them our cultural currency. We've been giving others our cultural currency for years. What do they give us? Shit. We can't make our own Instagram? Why is white ice colder? We can't make our own Twitter? We practically run Twitter. Black Twitter is the shit. Funniest shit. I get all my news, porn, sports, jokes, everything from Twitter. And it's all the top tweeters or blacks. We are so fucking dope to be this low on the totem pole. We're too dope. We're giving away every fucking thing. Everything we give away. Let's figure something out and get on code.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.